Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
When you watch them, they're extremely disciplined. The fundamentals are there, and they always, I think, play almost, I wouldn't say above their talent level, but he gets the most out of the players he has on his roster. You see also the development of players who were drafted outside of the first round. Really talented guys that Brandon Bean has managed to find later. But I do think Sean McDermott, given that that's his side of the ball, deserves a lot of credit for that. They've had turnover, too, on the coaching staff as well.
Mina Kimes was on with One Bills Live yesterday talking about Sean McDermott. Got to that point yesterday about McDermott and Bean and who gets associated with the defense. It's always McDermott and rarely Bean. And in the case of Von Miller signing, a couple years ago, it's a Bean move, right? Like, I mean, maybe both, of course, but big baller Bean. Was it born that day? Might have been born that day. Might have been born the day they traded up for Josh. I mean, he's made big moves, big trades up, you know, some pretty big swings along the way. And I have a Twitter poll up about Von now that Von is off in Washington for his next stop. Miller signs with another contending team. And I did click a link of highlights of his 2024 season. There's some plays in there. You know, it's a place. Maybe Bills fans kind of don't remember. I certainly didn't. I'll admit to not remembering that Von did get to the quarterback a good number of times this season. He had six sacks. I did not remember six sacks from Von in limited playing time. I know he had a good pass rush win rate because we, you know, kind of went over PFF's numbers during the season. Could he be brought back? Six sacks. They said thanks, but no thanks to a guy with six sacks and moved on, cap hit, all that. Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Joe's off today. The Open Championship is underway. We'll give you updates on that as we go along today. Open Championship's first round, and Scheffler's on the course. Shoffley's on the course. So, anyway, 803-0550. On the Von thing, how about this? You know, one of the things this Bills team has not really done since, I'm trying to think, like the last swing, the last big baller move. You know, the whole Bean sunglasses pick. Like, what's the last gamble? It's probably the Diggs trade. It's probably trading away Stephon Diggs for a second-round pick from the Texans and going into this offensive identity of the everybody eats thing. But past that, you know, drafting Kincaid, is that a big baller move? Maybe. You might think so. Trading down with the Chiefs, you might think that's take some guts, right? I didn't like that move, but whatever, take some guts. And the last two seasons for me, the last two off seasons have kind of been, you know, just like knocking down pegs. Like, all right, do this, draft, get a bunch of players in, sign in free agency. No real big signings that I can think of. It's locking up your own before the bill comes due, Bernard and Shakir and Rousseau. Like, all right, getting ahead of the game, you know, smart, prudent signings. And there's a lot of value in those. So, you know, no criticism there. The Vaughn signing was not necessarily we are one player away, but it was very much a go for it. We're going for it. We're pushing all in. We're going to convince him, come here, win the Super Bowl. That's off of 13 seconds, right? That's off of, like, let's go get this thing done. And they add Von Miller, and man, like, they're the favorites. It's this guy's a Hall of Famer. He's still at the top of his game. He had a big part in the Rams winning the Super Bowl. And the Bills in that moment take a guy off of the Super Bowl champs, and they wanted him back, and brought him here. Big money, big gamble. And as it's over now, we kind of look at it and say, like, well, didn't work out. I do think that the prevailing opinion is the gamble was worth it. He was great. He looked great, and then he got hurt on some bad turf. Rob tweets in, "I blame the turf. Vaughn was great until he got hurt." He was living up to the billing. And if he doesn't get hurt, who knows what happens in that season? Maybe it goes differently. Maybe their season ends differently. Maybe the play. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough to know. But do you think that there's any chance the Bills look at that and think, well, given what it did to the cap, given the age of the player, I don't know if we're going to go big game hunt like that again. I don't think so. I don't think that they'd be scared off. I certainly hope they wouldn't be scared off. And at SpotTrack, I'm just playing around with next year's unrestricted free agents. You could even kind of line it up as the same exact situation. What Vaughn is today is older. He's like 36. So when they sign him, he's 33. Right now, TJ Watt is a UFA at the end of the year. I don't know what Pittsburgh's going to do. He's not happy about his contract. Want to give TJ Watt a huge contract, top 10 defensive end, pay him at age 33? Trey Hendrickson, he'll be 32. Want to do that? The Bengals don't sign him long term. He hits the open market. I know the Bills did just sign Joey Bosa. They added Landon Jackson in the draft, but would anybody be less likely to do it because of what happened with Vaughn? You get an older player. It's the twilight of his career. You hope to still catch what he has, but it falls apart. Gets injured. Bad luck. Them's the breaks. At the Twitter poll that I posted, it is pretty well established. People thought, like, you know what? Worthy gamble. Was it a worthy bet or was it a bad bet? And we're at 77%. Saying worth it. You know, I know what it did to the cap. You can get around that stuff. You can work stuff. He took a restructured contract. I mean, even the cap implications that came with that deal, he redid his deal after he got hurt and saved the Bills some money on the cap. So, you know, we know it's a cap that can be worked with, and I hope they're not the least bit scared off by this. There's a point to be made of like a Sabres comparison. Cousins and UPL and some of these other long-term deals that they signed. Samuelson, of course. You know, I wonder if they'd be a little less likely to bet on young players early because a couple of them didn't go well. You know, these GMs, they're constantly changing. They're evolving like anybody would be in any sort of job. Like, all right, I did that. Would I consider it a mistake? Because I don't think I consider the Vaughn signing a mistake at all. I think it was a good signing. I think it was a good idea. It was a worthy bet. He got hurt. That does happen, and he got not only got hurt, but he got the kind of injury that took him out for a year and change. The entire second year of that contract was a nothing. He got hurt in year one, half a year gone. Year two, they bring him back. He is a non-factor. He might as well have missed the entire second season. And looking at his numbers, like, it does jump out. Sack totals by season for Vaughn, 8-0-6. Now, the comeback was not as good, but he was serviceable in 6 sacks from Vaughn in 13 games last year. The Bosa parallel is worth getting into a little bit here. And a question I've asked about Bosa, I'll bring up again. Just a moment. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Vaughn off to Washington. One other thing about Vaughn, like the off-the-field stuff happened. You know, there's an allegation, and that kind of ended up going away. He did speak very positively of Buffalo. Maybe that's a reason to look back on it as, you know, it went okay. It's just, it's unfortunate the way that on the field, the way that things ultimately ran. But if you have a thought on that, love to hear from you. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. On Vaughn, now with Washington, chasing a Super Bowl. Ron in Alden. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. I have a two-part question. So with White coming back, would he be considered the type of player that, like, if he never played for the Bills, and then would he be the name, like, hey, that's a big name, even though his injuries come back? And what are we expecting from him this year? I'm just wondering, like, we brought him back. What kind of expectations do we have for him this year?
For who? For Trey White? Ron? What did Ron say? Ron say Trey White? I missed. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Josh. I missed right at the beginning. We cut out my headphones. What kind of expectations do people have for Trey White? I think, I mean, you can tell me. You can call me, you can tell me what your expectations are before you hang up, Ron. You have to call back. But I think people have expectations that Max Harrison beats out Trey White for the job, and they really hope that he does. What's really always kind of jumps out at me about Tre'Davious White, I mean, he's an all-time Bill, right? Is he a future Wall of Famer? He was amazing. He's one of the best players they've had in this McDermott Bean era, undoubtedly. He's arguably one of the best players they've ever had. And the thing that jumps out at me about Trey White that's always so kind of amazing, he was only gone for 1 year. It feels like you haven't seen Trey White play since COVID. Right? 2021, he plays 11 games and gets hurt. He comes back in 2022, gets hurt again. In 2023, 4 games. He's played in the last 1, 2, 3 seasons, 10 games for the Bills. And that's why it feels like he's been gone forever. Trey White's been gone for 1 year. It's nuts, right? He went and signed with the Rams, got traded to the Ravens, played 11 games last year. He played more games last year than he did in his previous 2 seasons with the Bills. 11 games last year. The previous 2 seasons played 6-4. So you are so far removed from Trey's prime that I feel like expectations on him will be managed. We'll know who he is. We'll know that in terms of, you know, team history, his important role and kind of helping build this thing up. As many times there, we played the clip coming in. McDermott's defense is, for 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons, Trey White is a part of the backbone of that defense. I like to point out how often it was White, Hyde, and Poyer. The three of them played, 60 games together on a defense that was consistently excellent. And like is often the case, all good things come to an end. Hyde and Poyer, their time timed out. Trey White's time came earlier than it should have. I mean, with Poyer and Hyde and their ages, that's a little bit more of it. It kind of ran its course. Micah Hyde's 34. Trey White's 30, and he might have been done, 2, 3 years ago? Like Trey White is a great example of an injury. Like this league just chews guys up, right? Vaughn's going to make the Hall of Fame. He played enough years. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Would Tre'Davious White, if he never got hurt, he'd still be here, in year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? He'd be in year 9? We're talking about number retirement? I don't know. I mean, but expectations for him now are just different. If he wins the job, I think that's a problem, right? If he wins the job, people will think that the first-round pick is I mean, I don't know about a bust, but it's year one, and it's right out of camp. Josh Allen didn't win the job out of camp. Nathan Peterman won that job, and then Josh was in the job by, what, week two? So, you know, you don't want to put everything on what you think about Max Hairston in training camp, but he's one of those guys we're going to kind of expect to start off the bus. That's just how it goes. You get drafted in the first round, you're starting. This team did not have a lot of holes. One of the clearly identifiable holes they had was corner number two. Christian Benford's your number one, and you'd expect Hairston to just be ready. They drafted him for the fit. It's a different kind of fit than Kaiir Elam. Everyone seems to love this idea. He'll be ready. He's got speed for days. He's got speed arrogance, as they say. He's supposed to be a big play corner. I think that if Trey White wins the job, fans would be worried that, you know, your secondary has limitations. Dane Jackson, Trey White, like he played for Baltimore last year. But I don't know. I'd be worried. 803-0550. Thanks, Ron, for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550. Rookies reporting around the league. Bills camp, first practice, 6 days. It'll be about a week from today. We'll be live at St. John Fisher with practice number two. And tracking the league, I do wonder, it's a little bit like the preseason pledge. However many years ago, probably 20 by now, the preseason pledge was don't trust anything you see in the preseason. It's all a lie. You will forget about the preseason in 2 months. And part of me thinks that this time of year, there's a lot of that same stuff. Oh, who's holding out now? Who's upset about their contract now? Who's missing a training camp practice? Who says they'll sit out? Right now, we are, like I said, less than a week from a lot of these camps being up and running. And I've got Terry McLaurin and Juwan Jennings and TJ Watt and Trey Hendrickson. We've got some pretty high profile, pretty big name players, guys that are difference makers. I mean, Trey Hendrickson's arguably a top 10 player in the league. And I don't know what's going to happen there. This was a issue with T. Higgins and the Bengals for multiple seasons. And Ja'Marr Chase, there's this issue for this time of year. But then they go away, and you kind of forget about it. So part of me thinks all these deals will get done, and every year this time of year I just forget that there's a panic right before they all get done and we all get to camp. T.J. Watt, what are the Steelers going to do? Not sign T.J. Watt, not pay him? Make it make sense. How could that possibly make sense? They went out and got Aaron Rodgers. They're trying to do whatever they can for a kick at the can to keep Mike Tomlin on his streak of winning seasons. They want to win a playoff game. What are they going to do, like let T.J. Watt sit for money? Doesn't make a lot of sense. Hendrickson, that's different. Commanders and McLaurin, that might be different. But I tend to think it'll all get ironed out. And the latest example of that is the second-round pick scenario. We have not seen a second-round pick sign, but started the show with this. Overnight, late last night, the Niners signed Alfred Collins, their second-round pick, 43rd overall. And that should start dominoes in both directions. 30 out of the 32 second-round picks were unsigned. Now that number's 29. By the end of the day, could it be 26? Could we get three more? Why wouldn't these picks in the league and the entry formula, they all go kind of like dominoes. So I've got the first pick and the second pick of the second round have been signed. And now add in the 11th pick. Shouldn't 2 through 11 slot in accordingly? The Niners guaranteed 88% of that contract. So the second round pick saga has been owners and agents, or GMs and agents, and, you know, collusion, whatever, arguing over whether or not to guarantee second round pick contracts. I've got the 11th pick of the second round guaranteeing 88% of the contract. So now it's not just, are we going to guarantee it? It's, okay, how much of it are we going to guarantee? How much? The 11th pick got 88%. Okay, what's the 9th pick of the second round get? That's TJ Sanders. 90%. The Bills guaranteed Keon Coleman his second-round contract. What's TJ Sanders worth to them? Are they really going to have him miss time for 10% of an $11 million total contract? really we're talking about with these picks now, picks number 35 through 43. It's about $1 million. Whether or not these teams are going to guarantee $1 million. And I guess if you're like thinking about the Bengals, who knows what they'll do. They've got their first round pick sitting out because of language that he's probably right about. But if you're the Bills and you want TJ Sanders in at camp, don't you just do it? Okay, all right, here. It's $1 million. It's 10% guaranteed on this contract. And now that I'm in this tiny little window of from the 35th pick to the 41st pick, it's pocket change. Imagine being afraid to guarantee one more million over a 4-year contract. By the time this deal is done, you know how much $1 million will be on the salary cap? It'll be like 1/300th of the cap. So when Adam Schefter reports this deal last night and says, I bet it gets things moving, I think he's exactly right. It's just this is not worth – it's a pittance. It's not worth fighting over. So we'll see. I would have no issue predicting that TJ Sanders will be at camp on time and all these guys. I mean, I got Nick Emmanuel was supposed to be next up. But the fact the Niners kind of jumped in the order and got it in, all right, dominoes in both directions would be my guess. So with all these off-season things that kind of happen, maybe every July we do this, and maybe every July the league and the players, let's all go make millions of dollars, and let's get off to a season. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 if you want to chime in on it. On the Vaughn thing, do you think it was a mistake? Do you think it's just them's the breaks? 77% voting in the Twitter poll, like pretty much them's the breaks. Happens. He was great. It'd be different if he didn't, in those first 11 games, show us what the Bills were getting. He showed out. Go watch those first season highlights. You'll not only see 8 sacks, you'll see game-ending sacks and forced fumbles and pressures that end games. He worked all game in that game in Kansas City on one move and then spun the other way to set up a delayed blitz from Milano to get an interception from Taron Johnson to win in Kansas City. Like, it's just, it was working. It was all right there. It was all working. And the Bills, who have been chasing a finisher pass rusher for so long, had one. And we saw it for 11 games. And really, that's it. And now on to Bosa, who, I've asked the question, would you take 8 sacks? Vaughn had 6 this year. Maybe that seems like 8's low, but for a guy with injury issues and a low-risk, high-reward potential, would you take 8? I'd take 8. I think 8 sacks would be a good number for him. If there's more, that's great, but if you give me the floor of 8, I'm signing up for that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jerry Ostrowski joins me at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to him about this Vaughn thing, and also the Bills' offensive line finally getting its due on a couple of rankings out there. Ranking season in the NFL. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today, just me. You can hang out 803-0550 here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
So I think what they're doing, they're counting on their defense and relying on their offense, and especially, and now a Jaden Daniels. And how I look at it is this. When I order something from Amazon, I don't rely on it to show up. If it says it's going to be there Friday evening, I count on it to show up. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm counting on as the Commanders now is I'm counting on the defense to actually carry us. I think it's good for the Commanders to pick up a Von Miller. He's a stout player.
That's Rashad Jennings on Von. Is he trying to make a difference between relying on versus counting on? I don't know. Anyway, quick stat on Von for you. Joe, Sneaky Joe, had this. He's not here today. Jeremy and Joe, just me today. Josh Schmidt producing. Owen Parker here as well. I might have called him Owen Power earlier today. That was a mistake. Happens. I got a day of the week clock. I need a which Owen is over there clock. It's pretty much the same one. It's always Owen Parker. Anyway, talked a little about Von Miller today. Looking back on his Bills obituary to a point. It ended. I thought bringing him back on a modest deal might have made sense, moving cap money around and bringing him back. And Joe had this, it kind of popped up in my feed, that last year in pass rush win rate, Von was 8th in the NFL. And, all right, pass rush win rate, what's that? That's how often you beat your blocker, the player that's blocking you, in 2.5 seconds or less. That's what pass rush win rate is. And the reason to value that instead of sacks is simply, well, if you're rushing Daniel Jones versus Josh Allen, your likelihood of getting the quarterback on the ground is different. But did you beat your man? So Von finished 8th in pass rush win rate last year, behind only Aiden Hutchinson, Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, Trey Hendrickson, Jared Verse, and Chop Robinson, Dolphins rookie Chop Robinson. He might be the only one on the list who's like, oh, interesting. The rest of those guys, like, that's a murderer's row of great pass rushers. And Von was used sparingly. You know, he had a limited role for the Bills. When they put him out situationally, he would beat his guy. That's it. Speed rush beats his guy in less than 2.5 seconds. So the Commanders take a little bit of a guess here. We haven't seen numbers on the deal. One thing that'll be interesting to me is that, because this time of year, if a guy's not on a team, this went for Von, goes for Amari Cooper and Rasul Douglas, former Bills out there. Are they asking for too much? Is there just nothing out there for them? And we'll see what Von ultimately gets. I've not seen the numbers on that deal yet, but he goes to Washington. Anyway, seems like a good bet for them. So do you think it was a good bet? Good gamble, took a shot, 803-0550, 75% voting in a Twitter poll right now. Should the Bills be scared off that kind of move, or do you think it was worth a shot? 75% said, worth a try, would do it again. And I just got a response from Adam who tweeted, didn't learn anything. We now currently have a Bosa on the injury shelf, not as old by any means. I don't see the Joey Bosa thing. I know they play the same position. He's 30, so he's younger. I guess there are parallels. I don't think the Bosa thing is anything close to the Von thing. Bosa is a one-year deal. The cap hit is low. There's dead cap because of void years, whatever. The cap hit is low. The expectation for Bosa is much less than it is for Von. Von coming in was Hall of Famer, still getting after it. It's a risk because he's old. Bosa is, he is hurt all the time. He's frequently hurt and frequently battling something. And because of that, that's why he was $12 million instead of $120. I mean, it feels like it's pretty easy to say the difference in them was that one contract, at least on the reported total value, was literally 10 times bigger. So I think it's a tough sell to try and tell me that the Bosa signing is proof that they wouldn't be scared off or that they didn't learn a lesson they should have about injuries. I don't know. The Bosa signing to me is totally fine. If it doesn't work out, what were you going to do with that money? What other pass rusher are you going to get for that money? You take a chance. Sometimes you kind of just do that. You can't go get Max Crosby. He didn't move. TJ Watt didn't move yet. Hendrickson yet. Miles Garrett didn't move. If you wanted the best pass rusher you could, I guess you could have gone for Josh Sweat in free agency. Other than that, I feel like it's a low risk, high reward. It's gambling season. And shouldn't the Bills be in the market of some gamble? Shouldn't you buy some scratch-off tickets? You've got such a good foundation and a good deep team. I'd be willing to do the scratch-off ticket. I'd also be willing to pay for the big investment in a Von player again, or that could be a receiver next year. It can be a, I don't know what else it would be. Offensive line is set. You're not going to pay big money for a tight end. You've got tight ends. Your quarterback's set. Your running back conversation on James Cook is right there if they want to pay big for him. I don't know that they will. So they've spent on defense. I feel like they'll gamble again on defense. If Bosa doesn't work out this time next year, maybe they're after Trey Hendrickson if he is a UFA. And he'd be 32. So I know they play the same position. I know injury is there in both of their cases. High profile, great player at the top of their game. Yes, that compares, but it does not strike me that the Bosa signing is of the same kind of, the same category as the Von signing. One was the biggest guy on the market, and arguably, when's the next time the Bills will spend $120 million in free agency on one guy? When will that happen? And it's a good bet for the bet board. I'll run that by Joe. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Open Championship is running. Scotty Scheffler out there, -2 right now. He's on the 11th hole. Scheffler is 2 back of the lead. One thing about the Open Championship, it's really good for it's vest season. Rainy, a little windy, a little cold. You're getting good vests. Scotty's wearing a vest, long sleeves, vest, muted colors. This is not the tournament where you get your golf. Well, I shouldn't say that. Jason Day's wearing something interesting today. But something happened to Rahm on the course just a minute ago I wanted to get to. Because for you golfers out there, we've got our little things we steal from the pros and rules that we maybe fudge a little bit. I hope everyone's familiar with the gallery rule. You hit a ball. It doesn't go out of play. It goes in the rough. You can't find it. You kind of all agree. Just put one down. Don't take a penalty. If there were a gallery here, they'd point to where your ball is. You know, the gallery rule. So something happened to Rahm a minute ago, and we've never talked about this on the air. What is the ruling when this happens to you? And Joe had a story about this as well. So Rahm's hitting, and apparently something happens during his swing.
Once find the left rough.
Really? Whistling, right, great time.
Whistling. Not impressed with somebody behind him. Finds the right rough.
He says, whistling, really, great time. Somebody whistled in his backswing, and he hit the ball in the rough. Now, there's nothing that anybody does about that. The golfer gets mad. There's no, you know, you're going to get a re-hit. Is Joe was telling a story off the air, I think, playing the other day, maybe playing in his club's tournament, that somebody fired a firework in his backswing or whatever. When you guys play, if something happens during a backswing, somebody blares a car horn because you're by a road, somebody talks, something, the cart backfires, do you guys have any sort of you get to hit it again? Because I've never known anybody to do that.
Not a hit it again, really. I will blame it on that, but then I'll go play the shot.
Haven't you offered somebody the chance? I'm sorry, I was talking. If you want to take another, you've offered that.
Always, I've done that before. Yeah.
What percentage of golfers take that?
I don't know that I've ever 1% up on that.
Yeah, like maybe 2% of people.
Yeah,
I've seen people like almost like, you know, when they're in their backswing and they're swinging, they get startled by something and almost fall over, and they're like, "No, I'll just go play it." And it's like, right. "Dude, you almost fell over. Go hit it again." No, I'll just go play it.
You can't. I don't think you can hit it again if you fell. If you fall, you fall.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about a
distraction.
Right.
No. I'm saying, like, I saw someone, like, get startled by something.
Oh, okay.
Where they, like, kind of, like, jumped a little.
Like an air horn goes off and they fell.
Right.
Right. Right.
Oh, you know what? I might want to give a ruling there.
Like,
if a gunshot goes off at close range and you literally...
Yeah, you, like, right. jump a little bit.
I don't know why there's gunshots on this golf course that I'm in my head.
I was the third party there, and I was just like, dude, like, hit the ball again. And he's like, no, I'll go play it. It's fine. And I'm like, okay.
Wasn't there a guy on, like, 18 this year in a PGA Tour event, like, hitting a wedge on 18 to make the cut? And I think, like, an air horn for, like, weather went off as he went down. Is that right? And he got kind of screwed on that?
I think the thing that screwed him, though, was the shot doesn't count.
Right.
So, yeah, he's in his swing. And, like, it wasn't that it was distracting. It was that this shot doesn't count.
Right. And then, like, what do you do there? I guess you'd rather not have the shot count if the thing goes off in the middle of your backswing.
Unless the ball goes in the hole or something.
Right.
That would be unfortunate.
Yeah, I've never – it's very rare that I ever get anybody to take me up on any kind of –
Oh, sorry.
I was talking. Retroactive gimmies is another one of those where it's like.
That's tough. That is.
You know, somebody misses a little two footer.
Oh, you're going to give me that? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that was good, I guess. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Those can be tough.
I wish subscribe to team no gimmies. I think I'd like to get in that. In groups like that. Once you start saying, like, oh, that's good. Like, you know.
Okay.
Because people give them, I say this myself as well, you give them hoping someone will give one to you.
Right.
And it's...
That's gross.
It's a bad habit.
It feels gross.
It's a bad habit.
Yeah. When you play with me and Bulldog, we very rarely... Gimme's got to be within a foot for us, basically.
Yeah, anybody that does the length of the putter, like, that's nuts.
Yeah.
If you're giving the length of the putter, I promise you have not seen me putt, because I can miss from
right. Or inside. You've never putt from there, because all you've ever done is take those away.
Right. 803-0550, our phone number. Jerry Ostrowski, Big Jerry O, coming up top of the hour. Talk a little Bills with him ahead of training camp. Talking lots about Vaughn today and, you know, his next stop. Washington onto another competitor or contender. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us here on WGR. Good Thursday morning. Is it raining yet? Looks like cloudy here in Amherst, at least. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's off today and tomorrow. Back on Monday, the Open Championship. See a flash of lightning just now? No? I don't know. Might have been a camera or something on the screen. Who knows? I don't know what the TV in here does. You had to turn it on for me, Josh, and I thank you for that. I had a very quick thing I was going to get to. What was it? It was...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Ugh, what was it? And tell me what I had. I had something I was but you don't know either. Struggling. Anyway, we'll figure it out. Jerry Ostrowski, Big Jerry O, joining us top of the hour. Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown both found their way to Brandon Thorne's top five tackles. I know what it was. Perfect. Sorry, just did a click over a tab. So, New Era and Josh Allen. Josh Allen is now he's been given ownership stake in New Era and is a partner, right? Director of Billustration. They had a funny video they put out for Josh as he has a partnership with New Era. He's going to wear custom hats going into games, in part designed with kids at Children's Hospital. And then those hats are going to be auctioned off after the game to raise money for the Patricia Allen Fund, as I understand it. The Easter egg in the video is there's a red helmet on the desk. So the question is that another sign that in 5 days we find out the Bills' helmet, their new alternate helmet, is going to be a red helmet? Part of me wants to say it has to be a red helmet, because if it isn't, people will freak out. They are convinced that it's going to be a red helmet. The one thing about this helmet in the video, it's not a helmet. I mean, it is. It's the Bills' phone. Who had the Bills' phone? Here's a show. What's the stupidest phone you ever had? I had a friend who had a phone in high school. It was like a Free Willy phone. It was a whale. You picked up, you guys are probably too young to even know what handset phones even are.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, you're not?
I know what a handset phone is. Yeah.
Where it's plugged in.
My grandma had one.
Your grandma, for your grandma.
Actually, no, my parents had one too.
Okay. Because this is the Bills phone. There's a handset in the top of the red helmet. And, you know, did New Era put that there because they know, one, the helmet's going to be red. And this is a cool little Easter egg. Two, if we put the red helmet in this, more people will retweet this than normally would or post this on Instagram. Three, hey, we got the old Bills phone. Wouldn't that be cool to put on Josh's desk? You know, a lot going on. A lot of potential. We should have that phone in here. Instead of this phone, this should be a Bills phone. Right? Shouldn't we have that? Shouldn't we have a studio that has goofy gadget stuff? Like the whammy weenie, and we should ask people to send us stuff. And you know, all I've got is the wide receiver big board, which I just had made, and there's no names on it. So, I don't know. What else can we put in here? I'm going to up these Just Call Jed Studios decorations. We got a whiteboard. We got a bet board.
We got to put Gene back up. He's been knocked down. His legs are cut off.
Gene Steratore is in here. The cutout of Gene Steratore. You know, we could. Oh, man. We got another whiteboard. You know, what you see in here, what is in these studios, if you ever get a tour in here, are all the dumb gimmicks that I have come up with that have failed. Really. There's an artist rendering of the tank on a piece of paper in the studio in there with a drawing of Connor McDavid and Justin Bailey, and it's dumb. I just looked over here. There's another whiteboard. What does it say on this whiteboard? Operation 10 straight. That was last year when I told you the best way for the Sabres to make the playoffs was to literally have a 10-game win streak. Don't talk to me about how many points they got. They got to win 10 straight.
I've pulled down your illustration.
The artist rendering.
We've got Connor McDavid,
yep.
Sam Reinhart, Zemgus Girgensons, Drew Stafford.
Yep, he was the KG vet.
Yep, KG grizzled vet.
Yep,
Rasmus Ristolainen,
of course,
and Alonso, the legend grows.
Kiko Alonso is going to become, he's going to be an NFL player because he was a legend.
Wow, and then also some guy named Pargo. I made him up.
Yep.
I also see reelect Bulldog 2020 on the boards.
In that rendering, Bulldog was going to become the mayor. Reelect Bulldog 2020.
Goalie TBD.
Yeah. Everything in here is just my stupid ideas. We got to do something about this place. Maybe have a good idea. No, I'll work on it. Jerry Ostrowski, Big Jerry O, joins us on the other side. We'll talk a little bit about this Bills offensive line. And that is one of the next big decisions. Get his thoughts on this. Connor McGovern, Osiris Torrence. I mean, they got tackles. The Bills' tackles are as good as any pair in the league. And what happens from here? I saw Alec Anderson yesterday. He was out at the 716 day at the BFL store signing autographs. So I'll talk to Jerry about Alec Anderson as well and, you know, what the Bills have built here with their offensive line as we get ready for training camp. So he's coming up on the other side, 803-0550, if you want to join us here on WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.